Welcome to the At Large Community Regional Outreach Pilot Program Review Team Call, taking place on Tuesday, 2nd of August 2016 at 14:30 UTC. On the call today, we have Dave Anampilakshin, Olivier Crépin-Leblanc, Tijani Benjema, Cheryl Langdonor, Daniel Nangaka, Judith Hellerstein, Glenn McKnight, and Sean OJDG. Currently, we don't have anyone noted for the apology. From staff, we have Sylvia Vivanco, Harry Agnew, and myself, Yeshim Nazar. Finally, I'd like to remind everyone to state their names before speaking for the transcript purposes. And over to you, Dave. Thank you very much.
Okay. Thank you very much, Yeshim. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, everyone. So on this Community Regional Outreach Pilot Program Review Team call, or the CROP call, we want to just go over overview of the CROP FY17 process and update on the procedures. Okay, so I've put the text for the proposal on the CROP wiki page. And I'll just post it there in the chat. And ICANN CROP staff would also be joining us to give us some background as to, like, some of the latest changes to the CROP program for FY17. Perhaps what I shall do, I'm going to share my screen, and so I could point to various things on the wiki for everyone to see. Okay, so let me figure out how to do just that. Okay, so So can anyone see? Everyone see my screen?
Yes, we can.
Yes, Dave, we can see your screen.
Hi, Dave.
Great.
I'm not on the other WeConnect room. I'm only on the phone bridge.
Okay. All right. Thanks, Leon. Thanks for joining the call. We've just started.
Thank you.
And the link is the CROP link. So he's just showing the wiki page. So you can go there.
Thanks, Judith. Okay, this is Dave again. So just to give some of the key changes for the CROP review team is that I won't spend too much time on this since I suspect the ICANN CROP staff will be joining the call. They did advise that they will be a little late on this. One of the key things is that the CROP proposals can now be 4 days, 3 nights. There is a consolidated guidelines page on the CROP FY17 wiki page. Okay. And perhaps I should really have a... let me just copy that link and just show you that link myself. So this is on the CROP FY17 page, and it actually breaks down a lot of the information that's needed in terms of the procedures, requirements, roles and responsibilities, and so forth. If we go to the, we go back to the CROP Review Wiki. Some of the key changes for any of a trip proposal, and let me just pick a blank page. Under the trip proposal section, under proposed goals and outcomes, there's something called content guidelines. So if you were to click on that, it then asks when answering the question, you know, please develop some more specific goals or outcomes. And they cite several examples or categories. For example, presentations, including the role, are you a speaker, are you an organizer, you know, are there literature to be disseminated, engagement outreach, opportunities, recruitment opportunities, fulfillment of documented outreach strategic plans, and or the ICANN regional strategy for that region. And another category they mentioned was knowledge sharing, including intentions to extend learnings, not just among ICANN stakeholders, but within within and out among ICANN stakeholder communities. Sorry. And also in the there is the section that was it was called the community confirmation section. This has now been renamed to the acknowledgement section, which is, I think, a much more clever wording, as it wasn't too clear as to who was supposed to be doing this. And as mentioned in the notes, it's the prop review team member that's supposed to be updating this table. So those are some of the key changes, main changes for the FY17. When the ICANN crop staff comes on the call, they can elaborate any, if there was any other key changes to the crop FY17.
Okay. Dave, this is Rob Hogarth. You've done a fantastic job summarizing and detailing all of those changes. I could not have done a better job myself.
Okay. Thanks, Rob. And I see there's a hand raised. Olivier, please go ahead. Oh, I'm sorry. There was a queue here. I'm so sorry. I'm not seeing I think it was Tijani. I see there's Judith, Tijani, and Olivier. So sorry. Judith, sorry.
Hi. Yes, this is Judith Helsing for the record. Great job. I love all the new changes. My question is, in our region, Navajo, we have already completed 2 crop trips because we started very early in July, and we use the old forms, and we have one scheduled for the November that we use the old form. Do we have to tell the person to go back and put his information in this new form, or how is that going to work? And then also, how is that going to work if we did our assessment based on the old trip report that we created that was in the old format that we did before this new one came out? And that's my question.
Okay. Thanks, Judith. Well, perhaps Rob, we could confirm it. What's the proper approach?
Thanks very much, Dave. I mean, part I think of what was very helpful in your overview was providing that outline. But what you left out is something you should get credit for, is that we had tremendously positive and useful feedback from participants throughout FY16 that helped us identify ways to improve, evolve the processes for FY17. In many respects, a number of the quote-unquote content guidelines and changes were put in place to help all of you, as well as us as staff, you know, evaluate these proposals as we look back from a record-keeping perspective. Particularly soon you will see the assessment report for FY16. And there were gaps in some of the reports that we received from folks. What I would like to suggest, Judith, for those of you who have been very proactive this year and with whom we worked very carefully so that you could all hit FY17 running, and I'm delighted that you've all been able to make progress already, is let staff take a look at the documents that have already been submitted. Let us compare them against the content. And where we think that there may be gaps from a reporting or an assessment perspective, for historical reasons and for evaluation purposes going forward, let us then follow up with you. Because, I mean, let's face it, for those of you who've been involved with this review team, for the communities of the at-large RALOs, you've done a fantastic job documenting a lot of this stuff already. Many of the changes simply reflect some of the things that many of you had already put in place as best practices. So let us take a look at those few forms that have already been submitted, and, you know, Janice or Ken Bauer or Benedetta will get back to you on, you know, specific language. We might have some clarification questions that would help for future assessments. So let's do it that way. For everything going forward, now that the new space is open, please advise your folks to utilize the new format. And so we'll just look at those two or three rather than just saying go in and make the changes. Let us take a look at them and then give you advice back. And we'll see if any changes need to be made rather than creating extra work at this point. Thanks very much for the question, Judith.
Sorry, this is Dave. I was on mute. Thanks, Rob. And Tejani is next in the queue. Tejani, go ahead.
Thank you very much, Dave. I would like first to Tejani speaking. I would like first to really thank Rob and his team and Janice about the changes made for FY17 crop program. It was in response to our request, because having a trip of one working day is absolutely meaningless. And in all cases I participated in this program, I added nights from my pocket to be able to participate efficiently and to make my trip really meaning, having a meaning. So thank you very much for this change, even if it is not a lot, but it is at least it is something helpful. 2 days of work, it is something that we can accept, but one working day is not, in my point of view, acceptable. Making the trip and having only 1 day for the work, it is, in my point of view, a waste of time and money. Now, for the assessment, I agree with you, Rob and Dev, that the new procedure for the assessment is necessary. And I think it will help us to identify how efficient we are, how our travelers did this their travel in the spirit of the crop program, or did it in another spirit. So I think it is a good thing too. Dev, you said that the acknowledgement section should be completed by the crop review team members. I want to correct that and say that this section is to be completed by the RALO PPCs, who are member of the crop review team, but they are the PPCs, and this is the procedure. Thank you.
Thanks, Tejani. This is Dave. And well, I mean, the PPCs are the crop review team members that are supposed to be shepherding the proposal as it goes through the approvals by the crop review team, by the regional GS, so forth. So, but point taken. Let's see, who's the queue again? Olivier, please go ahead.
Thanks very much, Dave. Olivier Capanoblo speaking. I have a question with regards to who should be filling what. I understand the great majority of the documents and so on can only be edited by the crop review team members themselves, but we have been faced with a problem where we had more than one traveler for a single event, and therefore it looked as though they were to all edit the same page, and there was a bit of a confusion there. Are the travelers supposed to edit the page themselves, or is there now a process that's well publicized that says send your reports to the crop review team representatives for your region, and they will be dealing with the editing? Because that I think was what I would favor, since the experts in the crop are the crop review team members and not the actual travelers.
Okay. Thanks, Olivier. This is Dave. Rob could also chime in on this, but my thinking is that what the crop review team member can do is actually, as I say, continue to follow up directly. And we are going to go through this, the procedure step by step. So perhaps we can get into it, especially when it comes to completing the trip assessment part of it, and we could just. How I would approach it as a crop or team member would be that if there were multiple travelers, you would edit the wiki form, trip assessment form, with the names of the travelers, and then invite the travelers to just go on the, rather than going back and forth, with email, ask the traveler to directly edit, you know, what was their contribution, what were their experiences, how was the purpose and goals realized, and so forth. And so under each traveler's name as a heading in the report, they could fill out the appropriate section, so to speak. So that to me is the way to approach that. But
you say each traveler name can fill up their thing. You want them to go on the wiki and fill this up?
Well, this is the
was that it looks as though the people, when they're not regular travelers or beneficiaries of the crop program, have no idea how to edit someone else's text, or sometimes they can't even edit it, they don't have the right accounts, etc. I mean, they're quite alien to it in some cases.
So, mm-hmm. Okay, so, well, this is Dave, and if we go into the procedure, and perhaps we could defer to the procedure, because one of the things I was talking about is that the travelers need to be prepared as to what and understand fully their roles and responsibilities under this program. So perhaps as we step through the procedure, we could then see whether what you're saying can be addressed. So I still see quite a few hands here. Okay. All right. If I understand the order, I think Daniel had a hand raised, and then there's Judith, Alan, and then Rob, if I have that order correct. So, Daniel?
Daniel for the report. When it comes to the program mentioning about the issue that was mentioned by Olivier, comparing with the other regions, Olivier's issues, I think, is about the after one application being submitted by one one person for various participants. So in relation to, I think the best thing is for the participants who are to go for the program should probably fill the proposal by themselves, such that it can enable easy review by the RRT and the respective coordinator to be able to make responsible edits before it can go for discussion. That's my view. Thank you. Back to you, Dave.
Okay. Thanks, Daniel. Okay, I think let's just go through the queue quickly, and then so you can go into the procedure. Judith?
Yes, this is Judith Helstein for the record. I actually, two questions. One is a follow-up to Rob. So, Rob, we have I didn't get a clear understanding is, so Tom, who has filled out, we have requested for, under the old format, he has a November trip. We have to have him, I guess, fill out the new, is it going to be transferred, or is Ken going to transfer, is someone going to transfer the information to the new form, and then we would have him go back and edit that form? That was one of my questions. And then two, at Helsinki, at some of the either crop or outreach meetings or crop meetings or whatever, it was discussed on outcomes that we should be following up on the different leads that each of the crop attendees had gotten. So when they attend the conference, they have gotten a list of leads of different ALSs different groups that might be interested either in becoming individual or ALS, and that our attempt, I thought, was this year was to follow up with them and to see which of these materialize or not. And so that is my question onto the outcome area. And then my question to Dev on what Olivia raised is maybe we have done this wrong, but what we've done and I've told our ALSs or individuals who are doing it is how to, that each person, doesn't matter if you could have two people going to the same event, each person fills out a different page, because each person has different outcomes and different strategies going in, and they're looking at different things. And so we've had good success with having them do each one doing a separate page, and then they are able to edit their own page and not editing someone else's work. So they're just editing what they put on. And maybe that makes sense. That's the way we've done it, and I'm not sure whether we've done it correctly, but that's the way that we think makes the most sense. So if that's any helpful to others.
Okay, well, thanks, Judith. Thanks, Judith. This is Dave. Well, I mean, I guess I tend to prefer the more consolidated approach, because it just means one wiki page for the entire trip assessment. But perhaps Rob might have a comment on that, because as far as I understand it, anybody with a wiki account can edit the page. And obviously, if the traveler is a totally new traveler, is not an at-large member, for example, then what has to happen is then the information has to be captured via email with the traveler, and then the crop RT member puts the response from this particular traveler. So I just putting up on the screen here, like what I suggested, how to do it, the trip assessment for Uralo's proposal for FY16. You'll have the various responses from all the five travelers in Uralo's trip proposal case, and then ask the travelers to edit it, or the crop RT member chases those persons directly to answer these questions and then fill it out on the wiki, all in one form. So, all right. I do want to get into the procedure, but let's see who was in the queue. I think it was Alan.
Dev, my questions are still to Rob.
Go ahead, Judith.
Dev, my questions were still to Rob about what we do with
Rob,
the past time.
I was going to wait for my place in the queue to answer any and all questions that are on the table. That's okay, just for efficiency of the queue.
That's fine. Thanks, Bob.
Thanks.
Okay.
Thanks. Alan?
Thank you. Just a very quick comment. Last year there was a flowchart on the CROP website that did not include the CROP review team for the at-large requests. And I haven't looked to see what it looks like this year. I just want to make sure that it does include it, because last time it implied that the requests go directly from the requester to staff, and I want to make sure that we're not misleading people with the chart this time. Thank you.
Okay. Thanks, Alan. This is Dave. I'm not sure whether the flow chart itself was updated, but like I said, I wanted to step through this entire procedure for the reloads.
Understand.
To apply for funding. So, all right, Rob, that was a long queue. Your responses. Thanks.
Thank you, sir. You had asked me to chime in overall, so let me just set the overall stage here, because a number of you have been involved in every iteration of this pilot program since we started it. And you'll recall that one of the reasons for this instinct to create the PPC role was to make sure that there was a person responsible from the community perspective for the proposals. And where we left it very early in the process was for each individual community to work out their own process or way for doing it. So I think and believe that the processes still allow that flexibility in many respects for how you guys work that out. Clearly, there needs to be one final person responsible for, you know, the acknowledgments, making sure that everything's done. You will also recall, Dave, that we had some excellent feedback, and you were one of them as we moved from year one to year two, to say, gee, you know, this way of collecting the input is quite challenging. And one of the reasons why we put it all on the wiki space was so that you guys could eliminate a lot of this back and forth with emails and everything else. Please, you know, look at this new process and give us feedback whether the pendulum has now swung back too far in the other direction or whether we've achieved a good balance. The bottom line is still that whoever the PPC is for the RALO does have that overall accountability and responsibility for making sure that everything's coordinated. That way we don't have to go from a staff perspective through 12 different people or so to achieve answers or to clarify things. And I think over time you have evolved your review team processes to account for those responsibilities. So please keep that up. I think that's been a great innovation for the program, and it's helped things work very well. In terms of individual documentation and things like that, if we can parking lot your question, Judith, I'll have Janice and Ken follow up with you guys on that specific trip proposal. My instinct would be to ask the proposer, particularly since the trip has not yet occurred, to go in and update the form to reflect that new information. Knowing how thorough the Naralo has been in developing its proposals, I would think that would be very minor, because the guidelines are not prescriptive. The guidelines are there to help the individual who's filling out the proposal just to order their own head to say, oh, am I thinking about this? Am I thinking about that? Because each one of those guidelines isn't going to apply to every proposal necessarily. In terms of this concept of following up, you raise a really good point, Judith, that on some of these activities, one of the results has been lead generation, contacts with people. And what we've been doing for FY16 is actually going through as we begin to assess the various aspects of the program, is we're noting where we haven't seen follow-up. It's not required in the assessment form. And so we've been making individual calls to particular travelers or to PPCs to say, hey, how did that go? Did that lead generation result in new membership? Did it result in further follow-up or things like that? So I think that is the best approach that we have found so far. You guys might want to talk about additional follow-up that individual PPCs may want to flag and then, you know, circle back around consistent with your strategic plan, where you'll say, hey, Mary Smith, you attended this event, you got these 5 leads, what happened with that? I would expect that would be occurring just as a matter of course with your individual outreach committees and other groups, that would be being done. To the extent that the CROP format and the assessment system can help you do that better or keep people aware of their accountabilities, I'd be delighted. But I think that's something that you all should be doing anyway as a matter of course with your outreach groups and committees. With respect to the flowchart, Alan, I will follow up with Ken, Benedetta, and Janice on that. I honestly know that we had the conversation about updating it, but don't know whether that was actually updated. I didn't review that section of the wiki. So I will have that as a to-do to follow up with you. We'll confirm that has been updated accordingly. Thank you.
Okay, thanks, Rob. Thanks, Rob. This is Dave here. And indeed, regarding the following up of contacts received and so forth, just to say that, yes, I'm thinking that what happens is that the outreach and engagement subcommittee members can work in coordination with the CROP RT. So you can have plateau designated persons within the outreach and engagement subcommittee from the region doing the active follow-up with the contacts that the travelers obtained. It could be the CROP RT person, but, you know, in order to share the responsibility, share the load, that's what the other members of the Outreach and Engagement Subcommittee, I think, should be able to do. I do see some hands raised there from Ali and Tijani, but can I suggest that perhaps you hold your questions so as you can go through the entire procedure, and then we could and there are discussion points in the that procedure that perhaps you can raise your question then, because I'm seeing half an hour, we're not halfway through the call of it. We haven't even gone through the procedure as yet. Is that okay from Ali and Tijani?
Fine, no problem. I wanted just to comment on the submission, but we'll give it for later. No problem. Go ahead.
Okay, thanks, Ali. And I see Tijani has put his hand out. Thank you very much, Tijani. Okay, so I'm sharing on the screen here. And again, everybody can go to the wiki page and go through the steps, the step-by-step procedure. I decided to number this each of the steps separately so that we have, hopefully, it's more clearer. And I've increased the font size, so I hope everybody could read it. So step one, Tarelo must have an outreach strategic plan that's approved by the regional GSE. And the reason why is that before the Tarelo can submit any crop proposals, the Tarelo has to have an outreach strategic plan explaining its goals, strategies, expectations. And so the outreach plan should be developed by the ALAC subcommittee on outreach and engagement in close coordination with the Tarelo leadership, and that must be approved by the regional GSE VPs. Okay, and crop RT members' role is to ensure that those approved outreach strategic plans are placed on the crop wiki. Okay, well, and so I see two hands raised on this. Rob?
I'm very sorry. I'm very sorry. Yeah. That was an old hand, and I was muted trying to tell you that. My apologies. I'll take it down.
Okay. Tejani. You may be muted, Tejani.
Do you hear me now?
Yes, I can hear you now.
Okay, thank you very
yes.
much. Tejani speaking. Dev, what you prepared here is more or less the charter that I asked for to you and Alan. I think this is something very helpful. We need to do it. It is something that was made necessary because we faced problems with the working of the crop producer team. So thank you for proposing this document. First of all, we didn't go through the first sections which define the mission of the crop producer team. If you want, we can go on this later. But I don't agree with your proposal. For this section that you just read, you say that these outreach plans should be developed by the ALAC Subcommittee on Outreach and Engagement.
Mm-hmm.
That means that the RALOs will have their strategic plan prepared by the subcommittee, which is inacceptable. This is something proper to the RALO, and they are prepared by the RALO. The RALO knows what are their priorities, what they need. So this is something that should be changed to be this outreach plan should be developed by the RALO's leaders and must be approved, etc. Thank you.
Thanks, Tejani. But, well, I think we are saying the same thing because if you look at it, I'll read it again. These outreach plans should be developed by the outreach and engagement members in close coordination with RALO leadership. So so in other words, it's not something that's, how should I put it, is not done in conjunction with the RALO leadership. But, and the members involved subcommittee members are from the RALOs. So it's not as if it's somebody completely outside the RALO making the choice for the RALOs here. It's by the at-large community members in the region.
Excuse me, Dev. The members of the subcommittee are two persons from the RALO. The strategic plan is the strategic plan for the whole region, for the whole RALO. So this is something that should come from the RALO. The RALO is responsible for developing their strategic plans. This is my point of view, and I think it is very important to be like this. Thank you.
Thanks, Tejani. This is Dave. Any responses or thoughts to this?
Ali.
Hello,
Ali.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Yes.
Yes,
Dave.
Okay, hold on. I think let's make sure the queue is... Ali, go ahead.
Thank you, Dave. This is Ali Al-Mish'al. I would agree with Tijani because, like here, what we do in Nebiralo, once we develop the strategic plan, we do a full review with the GSE team and to make sure that we are in line with the strategies and even the directions, sort of what they are having. But our strategy goes through the whole leadership team from the Nebiralo. So I can see that it might go maybe in some lines with the ALAC subcommittee, but I don't see a reason why we have to take it through the ALAC subcommittee. I totally agree with Tijani in that direction. Thank you.
Sylvia, go ahead. You may be muted, Sylvia.
Can you hear me now?
Yes, you can.
Sorry, I was muted. I was saying that I listen all of these concerns, and I think that the idea is to have those two representatives from the RALO to be proactive, and they need to reach out to the RALO leadership and bring the ideas and socialize these ideas with the entire RALO. So Tijani is right that the RALO must have an input, and the strategy must come from the RALO. It's a bottom-up strategy. But therefore, we have two members who are representatives, and the RALO is aware that they are part of this review team. So I don't see a contradiction. It's just a matter of communication, I guess, between the two representatives and the RALO leadership. So that's my comment. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
So thanks, Sylvia. I see Alan has raised a hand. Go ahead, Alan.
Thank
sorry
you.
Sorry if I make comment only before you give the hand.
Sorry, may I go ahead?
I comment because
okay. This is Dave. All right, let's just maintain the Q&A. Maybe it's some sort of delay. Alan first, and then Ali, you can respond.
Thank you very
okay?
much.
Okay, Alan, go ahead.
Thank you very much. I think it's clear, and if it doesn't happen, then there is something really broken, that the formal representatives of the crop review on the crop review team who are named by the RALO leadership should be talking to the RALO leadership. So let's assume for the moment that that is happening or there's something broken purely within RALO, on the RALO side. So the question between the two interpretations is, can the other people on the crop review team, and specifically the eight people from the other RALOs, overrule the two who have done it in consultation with the RALO, or are they just there to give comments and suggestions? That's really the question. Who has the formal say on what gets submitted? Is it the crop review team, or is it the RALO in consultation with the crop review team? Not the crop review team. The outreach
okay.
engagement group, and that really seems to be the difference. So let's not beat around the bush and say what we mean. Thank you.
Okay. Thanks, Alan. Ali, now you can go ahead.
Sure. Just to comment on what Sylvia says, there should be no contradiction to that, but the statement here says these outreach plans should be developed by the ALAC subcommittee on outreach and engagement. So when you say it should be developed or coordinated or informed, that is totally different. When you say the outreach plan should be developed, then where is the plan that is done by the RALO themselves?
Thanks. Well, this is Dave. I would address it. It's very, to me, in my mind, it's a, like I said, to me, it's a close coordination with the outreach and engagement subcommittee. I mean, if you look at what the subcommittee on outreach and engagement role is to you know, focus on how to do outreach, how to do engagement. And I guess perhaps the phrasing can be, maybe I could relook at YouTube emphasizing the phrasing. But to me, it's a kind of a strange thing where there's emphasis on saying the RALO only should do it, and not the and the subcommittee on outreach and engagement has zero input into it, and vice versa. I don't think that's so. I'm just saying, if I want to say something like the outreach plan should be developed by the ILAC subcommittee and RALO leadership, then that's the way to word it. So, but it's meant to be a close coordination. Otherwise, if the RALO leadership was to do something, how the outreach and engagement members are going to give effect to make that outreach and engagement plan by the RALO if they're not involved? So it has to be something that's coordinated and it's a joint responsibility. So, I can see we're going to run out of time at this rate. All right, Tijani. I see Tijani and Alan.
Yes. Thank you very much, Dev. We are doing things upside down. The responsibility, the remit of the RALO is to develop its strategy. How the RALO can be informed and updated about the policies or the way ALAC should make its outreach and engagement through the subcommittee, the two members of the RALO in the subcommittee will bring this to the RALO.
Mm-hmm.
So the RALO has a responsibility. We are now, what we are doing now is to take the responsibility, the remit, the authority of the RALO and give it to a subcommittee which is not made of the role of the whole RALO, and this is something which is not acceptable. So I think that the right wording is to make it done by the RALO, and we can add something to say in close cooperation or in close coordination with the subcommittee. I accept that, but the other way, no. Thank you.
Okay, thanks for that, Tijani. Alan?
Yeah, I think the real issue is not if everything's working well, but what if there is strong disagreement? And you have to presume at some point in time that could happen. And I tend to feel that if the RALO feels strongly that the coordinated way forward for ALAC is something that doesn't fit their model, and they're willing to stand by it and have it potentially rejected by the staff who are accepting the plan, then so be it. I don't think we can say there is a one-size-fits-all, and clearly the outreach and engagement group is there to try to find the common ground that makes sense. So there has to be consultation and discussion, but ultimately I don't think we can say that the other four RALOs will overrule if there is indeed a strong difference of opinion. And
mm-hmm.
And I think we have to write our rules for the hopefully case that never happens where there is such a strong disagreement. But there has to be an opportunity for the other RALOs to comment also, because that's how we try to find a middle ground that will meet all of our needs.
Okay. Thanks, Alan. This is Dave. Okay. Just to say something on this point and then to move on to it, and perhaps you could work on redrafting that text. Keep in mind that yes, the idea behind it is the sharing of all the RALO strategies. It's again for all of for all the RALOs to really and the outreach and engagement members to each other. So if something was tried in one region, and that might be a good idea, maybe we could do something like that in our RALO. So that's the idea behind it. It's not really meant to. It's not meant to, for the other four RALOs to override or anything of that sort. That's really not the intent. I should mention that, however, the outreach plan has to be submitted to the regional global stakeholder engagement VP, and he or she may make some comments and make comments and suggestions or might actually make a disagreement with what has been said and ask for further consultation. So there is a sort of review on the, from that level in terms of the global stakeholder engagement, agreeing with the text of the strategic plan and so forth. And again, it's you know, it's to me, my mind, it does not need to be so rigid, but perhaps to clear the uncertainty, then perhaps, all right, let's work on language to allay everybody's concerns. But I don't want to try to craft what the proper wording is right now. I just want to let's step through the rest of the process and go through it. So step two, the Rail of Crop Outreach members draft the trip proposal. So once the Outreach Strategic Plan has been approved by the Global Stakeholder Engagement, the Rail of Crop Outreach members, and in coordination, and again I use the word, in coordination with the Rail of leadership, can draft proposals linked on the edge. And the RALO Crop RT members, RALO leadership, should develop proposals to ensure that for each proposal, it conforms with the crop procedures and guidelines, that all the questions on the form are answered fully in terms of event details, activity sponsors, etc., that the purpose and goals are specific are in line with the RALO's outreach strategic plan. And this is a concern that Olivia was raising earlier, that the proposed travelers are fully aware of, understand, and agree to abide by the terms and conditions of CROP, as outlined on the CROP wiki. So, and one of the discussion points was, how do you do this? And my suggestion was that, a conference call could be held with the possible travelers, especially if they are new to this crop process, and have that conference call with the travelers to ensure that the travelers fully understand their responsibilities. It is not passively going to an event; it's to get contacts and so forth. It is to get the contacts, do a presentation. You know, it's not just about passively attending an event; it's to do outreach. So that's the part about drafting the proposal. So so the RALO leadership and the, should make sure that all of that is done before the third step, which is when the proposal is complete, RALO leadership approves, then they start the review process. So that's point two. Okay, I see a hand raised. All right, Tijani, go ahead. All right, go ahead.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you, Deb. I don't think that the procedure is that the crop review team member fill in the applications. It is the traveler that has to fill in the application. And then, because this is the way, this is why we created the crop review team, it's to review the application of the traveler. If the crop review team members fill in the application, what is the need of the crop review team in this case? So, and second point, and I want to make it clear and respond to Alan's remark that he made at the beginning. I want to tell you that the crop program has a procedure, a clear procedure, and the procedure is for everyone. We, as at large, we decided to create the crop review team as an informal new body that will help our travelers to make good application to be accepted. This is why the crop review team was created. So the crop review team will not be included, I hope it will not be included in the flow chart, exactly as the finance and the budget subcommittee is not included in the process of the additional budget request. Anyone filling in the additional budget request can send it directly to the controller. And exactly in the same case for the, but we don't want it to be like this. We want everything to go through the subcommittee of budget and finance and through the crop review team to make the applications acceptable, to make good applications. It's not to make another authority, another layer of authority. It is not to make it more top-down. We want it to be bottom-up, So it is always the traveler that filling the application, and then the PPCs, who are member of the crop review team, will review this application and will approve it or not before they submit it to the crop review team, and the crop review team will make the last check, if you want, and say, oh, yes, it is good, or no, there is a problem here, and then it come back to the traveler, and the traveler will correct the application, and then the application will continue. This is how the procedure is now in ICANN. If we added this layer only to help, it is not a layer to stop or to reject or to make authority. It is to help the applications to be good and to go through the process. Thank you.
Thanks, Tijani. I do see a queue in operation here. All right, Olivia, go ahead.
Yes, Dave?
Go ahead. Olivia, go ahead. I was just about to say beforehand that perhaps you could just spend 10 more minutes in addition to this. But I think it's clear that one action item coming out of this, you probably do need another call to go through this procedure. But go ahead, Olivier.
Yes, thanks very much, Dave, it's Olivier Cabarabon speaking. And I can see that I'm disagreeing with both Tijani and with Judith on this. I think that asking a potential traveler to fill in the details directly on the wiki and to get them to file something and then get it rejected or get it approved or get it amended introduces another level of a barrier for the non-usual suspects to take part. What we're doing here by saying, oh yeah, you know, travelers themselves have to fill all this by themselves, and then we will be looking at that and we'll be saying yes or no, to me is just another barrier to stop further participation in ICANN, and it also discriminates in people whose native language is not English, and it discriminates in people who haven't got a very good internet connection or who are not very well versed in using the wikis, which, by the way, when you look at the crop pages, is very, very complicated. It's got all sorts of things in there. Some of it is technical stuff for the crop review team. Some of it is aimed towards the – in fact, I don't think any of it is aimed towards the traveler themselves. And the I keep on remembering the success of Apple in the early days, just to make technology simple and easy for everyone to use, whilst before that, the only people used to use computers were people who were supposed to be geeks and learn how the computer works. So I think we're on the wrong track if we're going this way. That's all. Thanks.
Okay. Thanks, Olivia. This is Dave. I do see we have a queue here. Might I suggest that we just before we take any more questions, can I just walk through the rest of the procedure in the short amount of time, because we are going to take extra time, and then I think one key action item would be to, and I guess staff can record this now, is to ask for a doodle for another suitable date and time to have another call.
Dev,
is that okay with the persons on the queue?
Dev, my question is just a quick.
All right, very brief intervention, Judith.
This is Judith Housing. Mine is just a quick response to Olivier. Olivier, what we do in Navarro is first people suggest ideas with us either at a meeting or offline. Then we discuss it at them, and then after their suggestion and is okay with our strategic plan, which they have looked at, once that is, we've already approved it, and then we help them fill out the form. But so once they get to the point of filling out the form, they've already been approved by Navarro. They just have to fill out the form and put their goals and objectives to match our plan. If they don't have goals and objectives and they don't have any of that information, then we don't approve it. But the concept of their attending the event and what they said originally is approved, has already gotten Arvalo approval. So they're just filling it out and putting information in the form, and maybe that helps you.
Okay. Thanks, Judith.
Should I go?
Go ahead, Olivier. That's a quick response. Oh, sorry, that was Ali, wasn't it? Very well. Let's clear the queue quickly, and then I'll outline next steps. Ali, go ahead.
Sure. Thanks, Dave. This is Ali Al-Mishal. I would agree totally with Olivier, because this is what we are doing here in the AVRALO. We get the request from the traveler, and we have to check and validate, is it within the strategy and the directions that we have. And once everything is clear from our end, we requested all the information, and the BBC Intergroup Review team will fill up the all the applications, because on the wiki page. And that keep us in control, knowing what is being done and when is the next the assessment date that we need to follow up with the traveler themselves, and which that will take us again to the review or the track of the proposal when they send the assessment back, and we make sure that whatever they have stated in their strategy is being met, or is there is a delay or anything not happened during for whatever reason. So that puts us as a RALO in control on who is doing what and when they are doing that. So this is all what we are doing here.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Thanks, Ali. This is Dave again. Tijani, and very short intervention, because
we're
now reaching
out. Yes, thank you. Olivier, what is very complicated to put our names, our dates of travel, our objective of this mission, the website of the event, etc. This is very complicated. No, people are not really ignorant, and they are not really stupid. People can fill in their application, and it is the role, if you read carefully the role of the PPCs on the crop program guidelines, you will see that the PPCs are there to help the travelers to fill in their application. So the PPCs, who are members of the crop review team, I have the duty to help the traveler to fill in their application if they have problems. So we will not always add layers, and you tell me what you want and they will do it for you. No. Everyone can do what they have to do. It is on the procedure, on the crop program procedure, the general procedure of the whole ICANN. Thank you.
Okay, thanks, Tijani. This is Dave. Okay, so I think our first action item, again, is to now figure out what a date and time for the next crop review team call to really go into this a little bit more detail. It's clear that the persons have ideas, which is all good, to for the wording of the procedures and so forth. So, I'm just want to ask a suggestion, really, for the group. Do you think the group can meet on, say, Friday, or is that too soon? I mean, today is Tuesday, so because I don't really want to delay it until far next week, and I have to admit, myself, I'll be attending the IGF next week as well, so my time will be very limited next week. So do you think it's possible to have it on Friday, or should I just let everybody fill out the doodle? Perhaps for Friday, for Monday, next week. Is that okay? Let me see
Tijani.
What people are saying.
Tijani.
Oh, Tijani, go ahead. Yeah.
Okay, thank you. Dev, I don't mind if it is Friday or any other day of the next week. But what I want to tell you is that if we will discuss all this procedure, not only the procedure, the whole text, which includes mission, procedure, working methods, etc., this should be, if we have to discuss it during the call, we will need 4-5 calls to finish it. So before coming to the next call, I propose that everyone read them and send through the through the mailing list their point of view, their comment on each point of this text. This will be very helpful so that we can advance very fast next time. Thank you.
Okay. Thanks. And all right. Any other? I see persons are willing to have the call. But okay, let's have the doodle out. So staff, I know Fridays is not usually a key day. So all right, let's leave it for Monday. And I know there's some calls already on Monday. So let's see if we can agree on a time to meet on Monday. Okay. And indeed, let please review the text for each of the steps. And perhaps, have comments to post on the proper RT list or, have it ready for the next conference call. I'm just looking at the queue here. Oh, I'm sorry. Let me see. Sorry, I've got the screen shared. Alan, go ahead.
Thank you very much. I'd just like a plea for people to recognize this is a multi-stakeholder process. Not everybody is going to get exactly what they want. Let's be reasonable, and let's make sure that we're not putting rules in for the sake of rules. I find it intriguing that we're saying RALOs must be able to set their strategy, but we're also saying there must be uniform rules of who fills in a wiki form. Let's be flexible and make sure that we don't spend all of our time deciding how to do this instead of actually doing the work. Thank you.
Okay. Thanks, Alan. And I see some persons are saying Monday is not a good day. So staff, I know it's not proper. It's not usual to have a call on Friday, but I think this is urgent. So can some times be put up for Friday and Monday? And let's let persons, let's get the doodle out, later today if possible, and times for everybody to fill out the doodle by Wednesday or early Thursday so that time can be set. Okay? All right. But we're not minutes past the hour. I would like to just end the call now. And then, like I said, please review the text your observations. So... Okay, seeing no further comments or hands raised, I'd like to thank everyone for attending the call and look forward to continuing the discussion. This call is now adjourned, and have a great day, everyone. And we'll see you see you on the upcoming outreach and engagement call. Bye.
Thank you,
and
bye.
Bye.
Thanks, everyone.
Bye. Thank you. Thank you, everyone. Bye.
This meeting is now adjourned. The audio will now be disconnected. Thank you very much for your participation and have a lovely rest of the day. Bye-bye.